KISS 876-3692.
Okay, I would like to say something here before we begin this break. I would like to just do something.
It's a formal apology.
I would like to say I'm sorry to Izzy.
It was the longest 5 minutes of my life.
About a half an hour ago, I said 5 minutes, and we'll get to Izzy's last story in the feed. And then proceeded to completely forget that we had one more story left in the feed. So, Izzy, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's okay.
I apologize.
Apology accepted.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, it was easy.
The Feed with Izzy.
So yesterday, we were sitting in the office, and Greg and I learned something very lame about Sparks.
This is the last story?
You bet it's the last story.
Come
we gotta
on.
Talk about this.
Perfect.
I don't remember how we got on the topic of this, but Sparks, he always talks about podcasts. He loves podcasts. He always tries to play them for us, and we're like, He likes, like, financial podcasts, right?
I listen to a lot of, yes.
I think I started joking about, you know, when you might listen to a podcast, and I said something about the gym. And you were like, oh, yeah, no, I listen to podcasts while I'm at the gym.
You're getting the whole story wrong. Do you want to correct?
Yeah, I can't
Because you
remember.
Started making fun of me, and I didn't appreciate it. I said, hey, I hope my books are in. And you go, what? And I pulled out my app. It's
That's
called
right.
Overdrive, because I listen to books on tape while I'm at the gym.
That's what it was.
He works out to audiobooks of financial news.
That's correct. Yes, and I'm waiting for one in particular,
so
and I'm on the wait list, and I keep waiting for it. I'm like number 18 in line to rent this book on tape. It's Ray Dalio. I don't know if you know Ray Dalio.
No.
He's an amazing man.
Okay.
Okay, well, he started something called Edgewater. He's a billionaire. And explains stuff about the economy.
Oh, my God.
That's what you listen to when you run
yes,
at the gym?
That's what I listen to.
Aren't you supposed to listen to something that's like going to pump you up and make you sweat?
Yeah. Sometimes you...
I am ready to pump some iron.
All right.
I always talk about how you don't get results at the gym. This is why.
What are you talking about?
Wow.
Because what you listen to...
Wow.
Damn.
Is financial books on tape.
So what? So what? Some people like to
You're not supposed to relax
horizons.
At the gym. You're not supposed
I'm not
to
relaxing.
Learn
Why can't
at the
I
gym.
Do things? Why can't I do two things at once?
You're supposed to listen to something that's going to pump you up.
I am being pumped up.
He gets
something
fired
that
up.
Makes you feel like you're being chased.
Well, he does. Chase Bank.
That was a good one.
Look, I really don't appreciate you. Well, what does it matter to you?
Let's just start there. I can't wait for this month's dividends.
He's like butterflies.
Okay, first of all, if you know how dividends work, you absolutely can't wait till this month's dividends roll in.
What's the name of this book?
The book I'm waiting for is called Principles. Stop laughing. Why? Is that funny?
I hope my principal interest rate goes up this month.
Here's Ray Dalio.
2, 3,
a central government
four.
That collects taxes and spends money, and a central bank, which is different from other buyers and sellers.
Oh my God, already I want to nap.
This is Ray Dalio.
Money and credit in the economy.
3, 4.
It does this by influencing 5. Interest rates and printing new money. For these reasons,
down.
As we'll see, the central bank is an important player in the flow of credit.
Can somebody spot me? This is my favorite part.
Credit is the most important part of the economy and probably the least understood. It's the most important part because it's the biggest and...
So dumb. I cannot believe you work out
Why
to that.
Why is that dumb?
You work out to that.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
So I sit there and I learn about creditworthy debt to income ratio.
Oh my God.
And you're sitting there listening to who knows what type of... horrendous indie band, okay?
Doing yoga but it gets
stretches.
You fired up, adrenaline.
Don't
you know?
Run to
Whatever.
An indie band.
Okay, I want to learn about debt restructuring while I'm doing my flies, then so be it. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm in my own little world. I get to sit there and listen to the economic machine. Okay, and what's the problem? Why do I have to apologize to this?
The
so
gym.
What?
That's so
That's
funny
a huge
to me.
Bitch.
Never in my life.
Oh, a lot of people listen to book on tape all the time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like, so when I go to bed, I do.
Yeah.
When you go to bed.
I swear.
You listen to books on tape when you go to
bed? I listen to like a physics book when I go to bed because it's like, you know. It's
okay, so you're trying to sleep to physics. I'm working out to the.
It's the opposite of sleep. It's working out.
What do you mean it's the opposite?
I'm going it to make me sleep. You're doing it to fire you up.
I'm not kidding. I'm not like, it's not like I put on Ray Dalio's new material and I'm like, yeah, Edgewater. Interest rates go down. No, yeah. I'm not thinking like that at all.
My heart beats rising.
If you really want, okay, there's a half hour YouTube segment. It's called How the Economic Machine Works by Ray Dalio. I cannot recommend it enough. It gives you a little insight as to what's happening.
Dude.
So when the Fed wants to raise interest rates and everyone's are like,
dude,
everyone says no.
You're about to have a second kid. Do you use this like when you're, you know?
Hold on, honey. They're going to talk about my stocks.
Raise taxes on the wealthy, which facilitates a redistribution of wealth in the economy from the haves to the have-nots.
Now you're really going to get it.
The have-nots who are suffering begin to resent the wealthy haves. The wealthy haves being squeezed by the...
Yeah, the interest rate isn't the only thing rising.
God.
That's right. I'm about to redistribute something else here in a minute.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad we learned this about you.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Got it. Got it. You feel better now?
Yes.
Everyone feel better?
I feel way better.
By the way, I'm not the only one that does this because there's a waiting list here in Las Vegas for Ray Dalio's Principles. So I'm 18th in line. That means 17 other people and one lollygagger that keeps renewing it for my library app.
Yeah.
They just keep renewing the audiobook.
Yeah, because they're all insomniacs.
No, that's not what they fall asleep to. It's fascinating.
Sure it is. I'm sure it is.
What are you talking
about?
I
don't think a single other person on that list listens to that stuff while they're working out.
I don't care what other people are working out to. That's the point of working out with headphones.
Yeah, that's true.
I can go and get lost in my own little world. I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to think about Izzy and Greg making fun of me for this. No, I put my headphones in. I am exercising my mind and my body at the same time. Okay? And yes, I do have another kid on the way. So time is limited. So when I have some time to myself, I try to maximize that amount of time. It's something Ray Dalio taught me.
You really are that the generic meme. I wonder what he's thinking about. She thinks that you're mad at her, but really, you're thinking about it.
It's a little thought bubble up there.
First of all,
with a NASDAQ on it.
If you're not thinking about your stock portfolio, you need to. Okay? If you're a millennial like I am and you want to retire someday, you better be thinking about your stock portfolio. That's all I'm saying. Check it out. Don't call in. What are these people calling about? Don't do this.
I want to hear these calls.
Don't do it. I don't want to talk to anybody here.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Colin, yes.
So Sparks is basically the basic bitch of men, right?
Yes. Am I the basic bitch of men?
Come on. Dude, when they say vanilla in the dictionary, they got your picture next to it.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm not a basic bitch, okay? I like... If I'm the basic bitch of men, thank you, Colin. If I'm the basic bitch of men, then I am a highly desirable human being, okay?
Here comes Missionary Gary.
Oh, stop it. Why am I Missionary Gary?
I don't know. Because you have sex to stock portfolio audiobooks?
Gets him excited.
Some people use oysters. I have my own trick.
Why does my voice sound like that?
I'm not sure.
Where is it coming from?
I don't know.
It's pretty good.
I can't believe this was your third story in the
feed.
Why?
I thought
we were going to talk about something important.
I mean, you don't dry your butt crack and you listen to finance books on tape dry my butt when you work out.
And I don't, and I listen to audiobooks.
These are just good things to know about you.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just feel like we're really delving into who you are as a
individual. Man, I feel so much better about myself.
Pepperoni pizza.
Pizza.
First of all, Greg, you crushed that segment, dude.
Hey, thanks, man.
It was so funny with you in the back.
Shut up. Shut up. Great, it's not funny. There's nothing funny about this. Don't laugh. Okay, thanks, Pizza. Yes.
The worst part is about this whole thing is you brought it up. And you thought you were vanilla before. I didn't think you were vanilla, but now you are 100% vanilla, bro.
Why am I vanilla? Because I have a good credit score. Like, what makes me vanilla? I like to listen to audio books while working out. That makes me vanilla.
Dude, I'm a crazy drunk, crazy ass, dude. Still,
I know.
I have a 725.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not sitting here bragging about it, about credit scores. My point is like, I don't understand why listening to audiobooks about economics makes me vanilla. I don't understand. Don't you want to know how the world works? I want to know how the world works.
Believe me, dude, it's weird, bro.
It's not weird.
No pain, no financial gain.
You bitch.